My family recently moved into a new place after living for 14 years in our home in Walnut Creek. Aside from all the work, physical, mental, and emotional, and it is a lot of work to move, there have been some interesting adjustments. This new house has different sounds. The stairs creak in different ways. There is a family of frogs that live in the front yard and give us lovely concerts in the rain. And the doorbell rings with a much more authoritative tone when someone comes to deliver something. Morning light shines in the front window, lighting up the old family rocking chair, while the backyard gets the sunshine in the late afternoon. And then there are the things that I'm having to relearn. Trying to fight the bustle memory of living in the same place for many years. Where the silverware drawer is in the kitchen is no longer in the same place. The trash is no longer to the left of the dishwasher as much as I want to make it there. I've had to relearn which light switches turn on which lights, and then we just have some mystery switches that don't seem to turn on anything. And then there is the bathroom sink faucet. Perhaps because I was so tired at the end of our first few days after we had moved in, or maybe I was just overwhelmed trying to take everything in, it took me a couple of days before I realized that the faucet is backwards. The bathroom faucet turns on by pushing it away from you rather than pulling it towards you as our old bathroom faucet was. For the first several days in the house, I think my brain was just on autopilot. And the fact that I was pushing and pulling this faucet each time I tried to use it just didn't register at first. When I actually finally realized what was happening in about the fourth or fifth day we were in the new house, I just burst into laughter. I realized for the last days, my brain had just been overriding what my muscles were trying to tell it. The faucet was not going to turn on when I pulled it. And as simple and commonplace as this faucet might be, it got me thinking about the gospel that we heard today. Jesus is teaching to crowds. This reading that we hear is part of a long discourse that the Gospel of Matthew includes towards the beginning of Jesus' ministry. It begins with the Beatitudes, blessed with the poor in spirit, and on. It includes several different teachings about entering the kingdom of God. And our gospel reading today is just part of this long sermon. And I think one of the elements that Jesus is sharing with the crowd is talking about rituals, about why these rituals that are so deeply ingrained in our muscle memory are no longer working. Muscle memory is defined as when a movement is repeated over time again and again, and the brain creates a long-term memory for the task, eventually allowing it to be performed with little or no conscious effort. The process decreases the need for attention and creates maximum efficiency within the motor and memory sensors. In other words, as your body is moving, your brain is disengaged. I'm sure we have probably all had the experience where we have driven somewhere and realized we have no memory of how we actually drove there, but our muscle memory had kicked in. While maximum efficiency would seem to be a wonderful outcome, there is a drawback to this method. The brain is no longer engaged in what our body is doing. My turning the faucet the wrong way for several days before I realized that my actions were not accomplishing anything is a perfect example of this. It actually took me a while to override my automatic response of seeing the bathroom faucet and not having to think about how to turn it on. So Jesus proposes a different way. If rituals are no longer working, If they are not bringing you a closer connection to God, then they need to be changed. And I wonder if the people that Jesus is referring to today in the gospel have been doing this same kind of ritual over and over again for many years, perhaps generations. And now, somehow, it is no longer feeding their spiritual selves as it used to. Jesus is trying to steer them into a new direction. He reminds them that when the muscle memory fails us, when it's no longer working, you need to make a change. In pastoral training, I learned about a model called crisis theory. It explains how we react to stressful events or crisis in our life. Imagine your life as you're traveling down a road and a crisis occurs, some sort of lightning strikes in the road in front of you. Your immediate response is to fall back into what you have always done in the past, things you use to help you cope with stress, with anxiety, with crisis. But for some reason this time, the strategies are failing you, and you arrive at a fork in the road. If you go to the right and continue to use these strategies again and again, you're never going to get the outcome that you need, and it will lead you to greater brokenness. If you can go to the left and try new ways of thinking or acting, you will eventually move yourself towards greater wholeness. This is what Jesus is offering us. Jesus is offering us a different way. He is suggesting, rather firmly, I think, that we explore new ways to find those connections to God. And on this Ash Wednesday, I am encouraging you firmly to find those deep connections with God. In a few minutes, Reverend Liz will invite you into a Holy Lent. And for this purpose, I would like to define holy as something that is set aside for God, something that is sacred, something that is blessed. So what might a Lent that is set aside to God look like for you? As you consider this today on Ash Wednesday, let me give you a few things to ponder. How have you felt connected to God in the past? Do you have muscle memory around this? In other words, do you automatically do certain rituals or practices that help you come closer to God? And perhaps the most important part, are those practices still working for you? Are you facing a crisis of some kind right now, personal, or perhaps just trying to deal with the world around us? Are the regular avenues that you have for dealing with stress, your muscle memory, for finding the sacred in our everyday, no longer working? If so, I might propose that it's time to try something new. Maybe to set something aside. Maybe to move some things out of the way that are blocking your path to God. Maybe it's time to override your muscle memory. I'm still working on creating new muscle memory for my sink faucet. Some nights I get it on the first try, and other nights it takes a turn or two for me to remember. And sometimes I laugh at myself, sometimes I just give my head a shake, and I try the faucet again. But a couple of days ago, I caught myself turning another faucet in the house the backwards direction, just like the sink faucet in the bedroom. And I suddenly realized, I wonder if I'm going to get to a point that my muscle memory will tell me that all the faucets should be pushed the same way, just like the funny one up in our bedroom. Could I get to a point where I've retrained my muscle memory to see all the faucets in my life in a new direction? On this Ash Wednesday, my blessing for you is to find a way to draw closer to God. I pray that we will be able to find new practices and rituals that will connect us more deeply to the divine. And I hope that we can begin to see all the faucets in our life turn in new directions to create deep muscle memory to help us to continue to connect closer to God. Amen.